Hello, this is Dr. Mike from PHP, and you're listening to Let's Talk Health with Dr. Mike. And we have a wonderful call lined up tonight that I think you're all going to find very interesting. And the subject matter, actually we're going to be discussing two subjects which seem to be different, but they're actually the same. And one is about making the cleanse easier to do, and the other one is keeping a healthy brain. And I've had several people ask me to do a call on brain health, especially, you know, people, you know, either trying to prevent things like Alzheimer's and dementia, ALS, Parkinson's, these kinds of things, or people that are, you know, actually dealing with some of these kinds of conditions. And so the first thing I can say is one of the best reasons why to put these two subjects together is because the basic concept of traditional naturopathic medicine, which is what I do, and really it's what Purium stands for. The traditional naturopathic approach is cleanse and rebuild. We work on the premise, which has been around for about 5,000 years now, more than that actually. It originated in ancient India and China as Ayurvedic medicine and, you know, Chinese medicine. And Hippocrates continued the tradition a couple thousand years after that, with the whole premise being that the body is self-healing. Hippocrates said it best. The body is self-healing, and food should be your medicine. Medicine should be your food. And in all medical care, do no harm. Now, right now we live in a culture where money roosts, you know, runs the roost. And the pharmaceutical industry has the right given to them by the government, which of course is really, you know, sort of a farce in itself, but we won't go there, that, you know, they can have products that they've done tests on, and the If they can show that, for example, the product can do something, then they can claim that it can be cured. They can put a claim saying, all right, this will be cured, this kind of condition. Now, as you all know, that's pretty ridiculous. And I hope that, you know, you all recognize that is pretty ridiculous. And what I always like to say is there is no drug, there's no food. There is nothing that will cure or heal anything. No doctor, no product from Purium, no kind of medical treatment, nothing cures any disease. Period. That's the truth. I'm not saying that because, you know, I'm trying to keep myself out of trouble. I'm saying that because it's true. And it's been true for over 5,000 years. And it's still true today. Okay? The only thing that cures the human body is the human body itself. Mother Nature and the good Lord have given the body self-correcting mechanisms. And in order to make these mechanisms work, we have to only cooperate with Mother Nature and natural laws that have been set up. It's really that simple. It's not a big, It's not a big secret. So with that in mind, that's what we're talking about in terms of this idea of how we can assist the body in its own healing. So I hope everyone understands that's what we're talking about. Now, one of the most powerful things to recognize is the fact that not only is our body self-healing, but our mind that we've been given is more powerful than our body. Now, most people don't even consider that. But I think most people recognize it on a subconscious level. And so what we need to do is we need to bring that up to a conscious level and think about it all the time. You know, the founder of Buddhism, I think this is 4,000 years ago, known as, you know, Buddha, his name was Prince Gautama Siddhartha, and he quoted, and his quote was, "The mind is everything what you think you become. The mind is everything what you think you become." Now, this kind of statement has been used over and over and over again by various people. Napoleon Hill, who many of you know who he is, he lived during the 20th century. He was born in the late 1800s. And, rose to be one of the greatest leaders in self-development. He wrote the book Think and Grow Rich, The 13 Laws of Success. And he started out as a very poor person and met Andrew Carnegie, and Andrew Carnegie believed in him and sent him on his way without money, but gave him introductions. And what he came up with is what you believe and conceive you will and can achieve. So there's truth and power in these concepts. Now, one of the big things that comes up all the time with people doing the cleanse is this idea of people saying, okay, well, I'm hungry all the time. Or, now I have to say, most of the people who do the cleanse love it and do well. But, you know, I'm obviously talking to people who have problems with it. And there's enough people who do have problems with it that it's worthwhile addressing these issues, because there's a lot of people out there who I believe would love to try and do something like this but haven't. And so that's the purpose of doing this type of call. Now, I want to tell you an interesting true incident, and this was a number of years ago, and it's been repeated over and over and over again in the world of sports. But a study was done with people that had, a group of people that had about the same level of skill in shooting baskets, just standing still. And they divided the group into two groups. One group, every day, actually went out on the court, and they practiced for an hour, just shooting hoops. That's all they did. And the other group did not touch a basketball for the entire time, the same amount of time. I think it was about 3 weeks. I don't remember exactly the time, but whatever. They both did the same experiment. I mean, they both did their experiments with the same length of time. Now, the second group, instead of touching a basketball and shooting hoops, all they did was sit there for an hour, and they visualized shooting hoops. That's all they did. They really concentrated on it, and they went through the motions in their mind of shooting the hoops. Now, after they were done, they tested both groups to see how much improvement there had been. The group that actually had done the shooting with the ball and the hoops, they showed an improvement of 24%. The people that were just visualizing and never touched the basketball, they improved 23.5%. So in other words, the margin of error, it was equal. Now that's pretty phenomenal. Think about it, folks. In other words, all they did was go through the motion in their mind. They didn't do it, except mentally. And they achieved just about the same result. Now, there's another great story, another true story. I may have told this a while ago. I don't remember. I know I've told it at talks I've done, but it's worth repeating. There was a young man, and he was injured in a accident at work, and he received very serious burns over about 75% of his body. Not all third-degree burns, but, you know, there was enough third-degree and second-degree and first-degree that, I mean, he was in bad shape. And the doctors that were taking care of him, even though he was young, say, well, you know, he does have youth on his side, but it doesn't look good because, I mean, there's so much skin damage and, you know, so on and so forth. And he and his family both had been very active in churches. And his parents, mother specifically, got on the horn, and she contacted every person she could and every organization she could and asked them to pray for her son. And he started to show improvement beyond what the doctors expected. And, of course, this young man, you know, knew that these people were praying for him, and he felt very grateful. And after this was going on for, I guess, about a week or so, this young man started having thoughts that, you know, I've done some pretty bad things in my life. I don't deserve that these people are praying for me. And do you know that almost immediately his condition started to go south and deteriorate? And he was getting worse and worse. And finally, out of, you know, just ultimate desperation, the nurse was in one day, and then he just said, you know, would you just do me a favor and just take up the Bible? You know, just read anything. I mean, because he was in pain, and, you know, he really didn't know what to think or anything. And she, you know, she didn't really know anything about it, so she just opened the Bible, and it was somewhere in the Psalms. And I'm just paraphrasing because I don't have the exact quote. But basically the quote was, it's from Psalm, saying that, you know, well, we all make mistakes and God loves us anyhow. And he heard that, and then he asked her to repeat it. And she repeated it slowly, and he listened. And within 30 seconds of hearing that read to him twice, his temperature went down 5 degrees. Hope you're paying attention. 5 degrees when he turned his mind around from a positive thought, realizing that, hey, everyone makes mistakes. It's okay. God loves me anyhow. So, the reason I'm sharing both of those stories is because not only are they powerful and highly motivational, but it's reality. Mind is everything. So, if you're going to do something like a cleanse, and right now doing cleansing and fasting is incredibly popular, not only in the United States, but almost worldwide. There are dozens and dozens and dozens, if not hundreds, of different kinds of programs out there that people are doing to cleanse and to fast and so forth. And people have said, well, you know, is our program the best thing out there? I said, well, you know, it's a good program for one major purpose. One major reason, and that is, it's easy to do. Now, you're going to ask me, is it the best thing going? Well, I haven't looked at all the things out there, but I'll tell you one thing. It's the best thing going from a standpoint of time that you have to take to do it. Many of these things out there require a lot of effort, a lot of time, whether you're juicing, whatever you're doing. It's much, much more expensive and much more time consuming. And many of these things do not allow you to keep doing your normal schedule. So that's the big advantage that we have with our transformational cleanse. And I know, as I've said, and I'm sure you've heard it said, I know Dave said it on a couple of the recordings, but, you know, and people have had many testimonials about losing weight and so on and so forth, and that's great. But as we've all said, the main reason for doing the transformation is to transform our life into a more healthy lifestyle. And a more healthy lifestyle means that not only are we going to eat better, but we are going to actively recognize bad habits and work on eliminating them, which includes addictions to different things, whether it be food, alcohol, drugs, sex, exercise, work, whatever. There's an old saying that it's okay to smoke. If you smoke the cigarette, it's okay, but if the cigarette smokes you, it's not okay. Now, what does that mean? That means that when the cigarette smokes you, you've lost control, and you keep lighting them up because you're addicted. So you can say that is true about any type of behavior. Like I said, whether it be eating, drinking, smoking, exercise, sex, work, whatever. If you find that you cannot live without doing something, that is addiction. And that's what you want to break. And that's one of the things that doing a transformational cleanse can help you do. There have been many people who I've talked to who wanted to do the cleanse, but they didn't want to lose weight because they didn't have any weight to lose. And I said to them, you won't lose weight if you set your mind on the fact that you don't want to lose weight. And they don't. And the same is true if you want to lose weight. You have to fix in your mind that not only do you want to lose weight, but you will lose weight. And if your thoughts coincide with your behavior, the result is guaranteed to happen. And the same is true with using your thoughts to deal with things like even not having a bowel movement every day, which happens to some people, which of course is more normal when you're considerably limiting the amount of intake of foods. And this is one of the reasons why we offer the flex foods, and even I actually suggest that people have them. I think it's actually a good idea. For the extra fiber and for the enzymes. And especially if you're adding flex foods that really are super low calorie. I mean, celery's got to be the best. Cucumbers are fine. Peppers, lettuce, you know, broccoli. These kinds of things have virtually no usable calories because the amount of calories it takes to digest them is actually more than what's in the food. So they can actually be quite helpful. So these kinds of things can really help you when you are considering doing something like the cleanse. Set down on paper what your goals are and really look at them every day and recognize that your mind is very, very powerful. Now, for a moment, let's just talk about keeping our mind and our brain healthy. There's no doubt about the fact that it has been shown that the brain uses somewhere in the neighborhood of 75 or 80% of the nutrition that comes into the body in terms of glucose and protein and fats. Now, of course, the brain has to break these down into the form it wants. So, for example, the brain only uses glucose, but we can't eat glucose because that doesn't work for the rest of our body. But the body, if we eat complex carbohydrates and good fats, the body will do its own synthesizing to create the exact form and the amount that the brain needs. So this is why eating whole foods and sticking with real food is so crucial. When we consume the isolated and processed foods, not only are they quote-unquote empty calories, which means they have a lot of caloric value and no nutrition, but they're in a form that the body doesn't know what to do with. And so the body is almost forced to store some of the stuff as fat because it simply doesn't know what to do with it. And so that's a good reason, if nothing else, to stay away from it. But I would say the number one reason and benefit of doing the cleanse is to actually change the lifestyle and break addictions. I think that is powerful. And once we've done that, you're going to lose weight, guaranteed. Whether you lose as much as you want during the cleanse is almost irrelevant, because if you stick with the program of eating fresh whole foods and staying away from the processed foods and the diet sodas and the alcohols and, you know, the stuff that we know isn't good for us, hey, we are going to continue on the right road. Now, the other thing that is really helpful for everyone to consider is eat like a king or a queen for breakfast, a prince or a princess for lunch, and a very poor person at night. So in other words, you want to try and eat most of your food by 3 o'clock in the afternoon, because the body goes through a detox every single day at around 8 o'clock. And so the more stuff that's in your stomach, the less likely the body can go into the detox. So because the brain uses so much nutrition, the body gets the nutrition through the circulatory system. So the better our circulatory system is working, the better the brain is going to function. So this is how the cleanse helps the brain directly, because we're flushing out toxins and deposits and things like that. So I think that makes sense to you. Now, the other things that really help the brain immensely is the good old tropic oil. Extra virgin organic coconut oil is one of the finest things for brain health. It's been used in treating people with Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and, you know, even ADD and ADHD. It can be used internally by eating it. You don't want to cook with it, but it can be used as butter. It can also be very helpful massaging into the scalp on somebody that's really dealing with a problem, even doing that daily. Not a lot, so you don't want greasy, you know, greasy hair, but it absorbs pretty well. And actually, the hair looks great if you don't put too much on. And the more you massage it into the scalp, the better it really works. The master aminos are also very excellent for the brain, because they can actually cross the brain-blood barrier. And the brain actually can use them. And that's why they've been so effective for people, especially kids like with ADD and ADHD and some Alzheimer's people I've talked to have really benefited. And, of course, the more green juice, the better, because green juice, like the kamut, like the barley, like the greens that are in the power shake and the love, but, you know, for someone really dealing specifically with taking care of the brain, adding extra servings of the kamut blend or the barley juice is excellent, because chlorophyll brings more oxygen into the cells. So we can get more oxygen to the brain that way. Now, the other product that is very good for healthy brain function is our product that's called Revivitol. In fact, that was actually created by a doctor who used it specifically for not only brain health, but also heart health. And they're really related, because obviously, like I just said, the brain gets everything through the circulatory system, and so the better the circulation and the heart is functioning, the better the brain is going to be well nourished. So we are right now dealing with close to epidemic proportions of people dealing with things like Parkinson's and ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, and, you know, dementia at early ages. I mean, we're talking people in their 50s are having symptoms of brain dysfunction. And so these kinds of things can really be very helpful for those kinds of people, incredibly. So I just want to recap in the last couple minutes that above everything else, it's important we keep our brains healthy because the brain supports our mind. Our mind and our brain are two independent things. Our mind stays with us even when we leave the body. But the mind uses the brain as a vehicle. So that's why we want to keep a healthy brain. And keep in mind the quote, mind is everything and mind can do everything. So this is why there are so many studies and case histories of people that have basically done unbelievable things against all odds because they believed it. I mean, one of the greatest examples is good old Helen Keller, who most of you remember. I mean, she's way before our time. But, I mean, she was born, and I think, I don't know if she was born, but shortly thereafter, she became blind, deaf, and dumb. No, she was born that way, my wife says. And so, you know, she was left to the system. She was destined to be a vegetable. Well, because she was befriended by an amazing teacher, she became an incredible human being. Almost, I mean, beyond full potential. And she used to give talks, and she wrote some books, and did all this without being able to hear or see or speak normally, because she had to learn to talk through vibration. So anytime I talk to somebody and they say, well, I can't do such and such, I always just want to say, well, if that's what you decided, then that's true. If we decide we can do something, we can. Now, I will say that for all of us who are struggling to become better adept at this kind of thing, what you want to do is you want to start with small things first. In other words, you know, if you've never ran a marathon and you say, okay, well, I'm going to run a marathon and you haven't trained for it, well, that's not a real practical thing. So you didn't use your mind properly. So you got to be practical, but at the same time, you have to be focused and keep your goal ever before you. And that's whether you're going to train for a marathon, or you're going to do a cleanse, or you're going to change your lifestyle and give up some bad habits and addictions that don't serve you. So whatever you're going to do, it starts in the mind. And it ends in the mind. So please, please keep that in mind. So friends, it has been an absolute pleasure to be with you again, as always, and I'll be back in 2 weeks, which will be on Wednesday the 25th, and we're going to be talking about another interesting subject. I won't tell you what it is right now, because there's two choices, and it depends on if I get an email or comment about something that's even more crucial, but I think I'm pretty well set on what we're going to talk about. And it is something that has come up time and time again, so I think it'll be interesting. So, be well, be happy, stay healthy, keep your mind active, and remember, mind is everything. If you put your mind on it, you can do it. So take care, God bless, and bye for now.